The predominantly Aleutic village on the southern tip of the Kenai Peninsula is only accessible by air and water. Priscilla Evans says the 55 households are getting desperate as the village's reservoir is poised to run out.
We never made a plan for this kind of emergency for the water. Hopefully the state is going to help us out.
The village has tried to conserve. Water has been shut off at night. Chugachmute and the North Pacific Rim Housing Authority donated roughly 200 cases of water last week. Evans says a fellow member of the village's tribal council went looking for an alternative source.
Anyway, he found a stream, so we rerouted the stream to fill up our dam, and that's drying up now.
The village declared a water emergency on Tuesday, but she says if there's no significant rainfall this week, they could be completely dry by this weekend.
Mainly making everybody kind of worried and scared.
The state has issued a boil water notice.
I get involved when the water may not be adequately treated.
Jamie Bjorkman is with the Department of Environmental Conservation in Soldotna.
Knowing that they were having low levels in their water storage tanks means that the water treatment plant and the treatment that they provide to the water may not be a completed process.
Tribal Administrator Gwen Kvasnikov says water pressure has been steadily dropping. So far, no one has reported getting ill from the alternative sources or low pressure, but she warns that the village is on borrowed time as supplies run low.
The bottled water is being depleted, so we do have elders that depend on, you know, water with their health issues, and then we have newborn babies here, so we're in need of water.
It is not the first time Nanwalek has had to ration water. In 2003, the state barged in bottled supplies. Alaska's Division of Homeland Security and Emergency Management says it is closely monitoring the situation, but the agency was noncommittal about what it plans to do if the village of 250-odd people indeed runs dry. Reporting in Homer, I'm Renee Gross.